Here we are at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. With me is Tom Ramey, who is CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And this morning, Tom, we had during the general session, you gave a little talk about what consumers want. And this is your latest consumer research. What is the most important point that you think you found about today's consumer and what they want?
Well, there's a few important points, Cindy. First of all, the economy the way it is, people are feeling the pinch. It's not only hurting the people that have lost their jobs or are making less than they did before, but it's also impacting the psychology of a lot of consumers. So price is now the largest factor that is influencing their decision to buy beef. On top of that, we found that the bundle of the nutrition and the safety and the convenience are still there, very important to consumers. We did the analysis and figured out that from a safety standpoint, we are higher than ever in terms of consumers' confidence in the safety of beef, so really good news. In terms of convenience, we know that we have a product that can be very versatile and very simple to prepare. So as consumers start to focus more on the simple things in life, we have the product that fits that lifestyle perfectly. And then as you look at nutritional value, we've got the power pack of vitamins and minerals and nutrients in our products. So we really fit well with what consumers want. They talk about how wonderful it is to enjoy beef. That's one of the highest things on their rating of food products in terms of what they desire, and beef delivers beautifully on that. So we have some challenges as always. We have lower resources than we've had before, not only in real dollars but the buying power of those dollars. So we really have to focus our resources and get those positive attributes of beef out there. It's not really a matter of not having a product that doesn't deliver what consumers want. It's just making sure we reinforce and educate them about what we have to offer.
Well, let's talk about food safety. One of the things that you mentioned was that that beef is showing up as safer than ever in the mind of consumers.
That's right, and that's very impressive. As you probably know, the E. coli incidences have really declined over the long term. We've had a couple of situations where beef recalls have gone up recently. So I think the fact that even in light of beef recalls going up last year, we haven't had as many this year so far, it demonstrates that consumers really do understand how safe our product is. And the fact that we've done the research, we've got the science and the technology to make sure that consumers get a product that's safe and nutritious.
Now, didn't you say that for the first time that the consumers see beef as safer than chicken?
That's right. And I had a chart up there from 2003 to 2009. And during that five-year period, the steaks and the roasts were above chicken. But it's the hamburger that you always wonder about. And we've always trailed just below fresh chicken. And this last year, we went higher than chicken did. So that's quite an achievement, I think. And that says a lot about the producers and the people producing the product.
You talked a little bit about new communications techniques. You talked about the e-newsletter that you all send out, and as well as the Beef It's What for Dinner website. Tell us a little bit about that good news.
It was very good news. You know, we were trying to play on the simple lifestyle that consumers are demanding these days, and how beef can fit into a simple lifestyle and a simple meal plan and those kinds of things. So we do a lot of electronic media with consumers as well as producers. And one of the things we send out is that Simply Beef newsletter. We've had consumers actually come to the beefitswhatsfordinner.com website and request that newsletter, what they call opt-in if you're a techie, which I'm not. And this 42,000 consumers opted in to receive that once a week. And that is one of the examples of people that are looking at electronically that then feeds back into the beefitswhatsfordinner.com website. And we have over 1 million unique visitors to that website each year.
What would you say to the average producer out there who pays into the beef checkoff that may be concerned about the fact that we have less dollars, may be concerned about the economy themselves and about their own returns on their operation? What would you have to say to them about a brighter outlook for the future?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd say hang in there. I know things are really tough. Hang in there and keep doing the good work you're doing. You really do produce a wonderful product that consumers really like and demand. Keep up the good work in producing the product that's high quality, that's safe and nutritious. And just know that your checkoff is there where you can't be. Talking with everyone, making sure they understand the nutritional value and the safety and the convenience, because there are other people that are out there telling people not to buy beef, not to eat beef. And that's now spread kind of into the environmental sector and some of that animal welfare issues and obviously cattlemen take care of their animals better than anybody because that's their livelihood is the value of that animal. So just hang in there. Just know we're in there working for you. We're stretching that dollar as far as we can, and we appreciate the good work they're doing, and we hope they're proud of what we're doing for them.
Very good. Thank you very much, Tom Ramey, CEO of CBB. I'm Cindy Zimmerman at the Cattle Industry Conference Summer Meeting.